Hello, I'm Joshua Cade, and this is Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today is the final part of our discussion with Miss Virginia A. Jones. The topics here today cover what life was like at home all those years ago for her, as well as some fun anecdotes about riding the bus to and fro school back then.
I had a nice life. It was different. It's just my brother now. My brother was older. And my mother and daddy. And I grew up out where I live now, in the same. And the old home place is still there where I grew up. Two-story brick home. It was built in 1936. And I have a nephew that lives there now. His daddy and mother died, and his home was left for him, and he lives there now. And we've looked at it and said, well, it's still standing. Of course, a lot of old places need repairing, you know. And even where we live now, and where I live now, is 50 years old. Moved in 65. And they all were, you know, needing repairing. You know, you can look around and say, oh, look up here. That's cracking. That needs repairing. And I'm talking about where I live now. But I enjoyed the home place. I enjoyed living on the farm. And my dad had cows and horses. He liked horses, and he got me a pony, and I had a pony that I rode, and I enjoyed my pony, and I'd take care of her and feed her, but I enjoyed living on the farm. If I wanted to go out and play, we usually had to go out and try to catch my horse, and I'd catch her and sell her myself. I'd call her. She had a certain whistle. Well, it had a whistle. She always thought she was going to get fed every time I whistled. But she'd come in. She didn't like for anybody else to ride her but me. If I had friends to visit, oh, let me ride your horse with you. We could ride double. But it didn't work that way. My pony didn't like two people riding her. And she knew it too. And so that was eliminated. But she... At one time we had an old buggy, and my dad had a couple of horses that were strictly work horses, but he'd hitch them to that buggy, and sometimes we'd go for a ride, get in that buggy and hitch up those horses and go for a ride around the place, you know, and up and down. But he said, now we can't do this. After all, they're work horses because we had a farm, you know. We raised corn and peas. And you see, Peatown was known for the pea crop. That's where it got its name. Have you ever heard of the name Edwardsville? That's what was named to begin with. And they changed it to Peatown. It was named for Hayden Edwards that settled in Nacogdoches, Texas. But Peatown, most people were farmers a long time ago. and they raised peas successfully. And they'd say, we have a drought. We can go to P-Town and get peas. We won't starve. And they just stuck the name. So I was told P-Town, and it remained P-Town. And took away Edwards away from the name Edwardsville. Anyway, he had settled in Nacogdoches and Hayden Edwards. He had a lot of property around Longview, I think, at one time, besides P-Town area. Seemed like Mr. Edwards had property around Kilgore and Danville community. And he had property around Danville community, didn't he? Yeah. Hayden Edwards. They called it Hayden, then they called it Edwards Hill. Yeah. Edwards Hill. Right outside the Danville community. And Danville had a school. It had an elementary school. A lot of people, students that were in the Kilgore district or Danville district would go to Danville school. I was bused. We were bused when I was living in P-Town growing up. We were bused to Longview. We had school buses. And we were bused to Longview school. We weren't bused to Kilgore. And we had a good bus driver. He had the authority at that time of a school teacher, as far as discipline. And gosh, it wasn't air conditioned. We didn't know what air conditioned was. We just sat on those seats, and we sat there till we were supposed to get home or go to school. And we sat in a certain seat. And he didn't have any rowdiness. Because he had the authority of a school teacher. If they got too rowdy, he said, you got to walk home if you don't settle down if they got too rowdy. And they had a back door at that bus. And he said, I can just open it and you can have a long walk home if you don't settle down and behave. Mostly, and so. But I enjoyed riding the school bus. We knew to get on it. We all were in there together. We all usually lived pretty close together where you picked us up to hold the bus. But we had to be at the school at a certain time in the afternoon to load the bus. But that's about all I have to say.